Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Today, we have content creator, turned writer, turned OnlyFans director, Lucas Cruikshank. Welcome.
Hey guys. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm glad to be on the Bro Show.
Yeah, I mean, you're a reoccurring host, but I thought I should introduce you this time.
Oh, thank you.
Because I don't think many people knew that you direct people's OnlyFans.
Yes, it's one of the main things I do, actually. Well, it was a side hustle turned into the main. You know when that happens?
That's the goal.
Yeah, your little hobby turns into the main job, the main moolah maker.
Yeah, people always say, like, I have 5 side hustles. I'm like, I don't know, what are they?
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever people say I have 6 streams of income, I'm like, if one of them is just something so dumb that doesn't count. You know, people are like, oh, I sell some of my old stuff on Facebook marketplaces. It's like, you can't consider that an in-stream come. What, in-stream come?
Income
what
stream.
What am I saying?
Income stream.
Yeah. But we wanted to do that little talk show introduction because if you're watching the video, we do have a little bit of a different setup. It's sort of Jimmy Fallon inspired.
Yeah, I mean, the old one was getting kind of boring.
Yeah, we just wanted to switch it up. So Jacob's in a desk. He's the talk show host, and I'm on the couch. Little guest. Amy Adams.
Yeah.
One time I was on a plane one time, and she was in first class.
Didn't she... Was that when you were coming to Nebraska?
Yeah, for some reason, Amy Adams was coming to Nebraska. I don't know why. It was for the holidays, so I don't know if she has family here or what, but Amy Adams and me... where I'm in the Mile High Club together.
Oh my gosh. I will never understand how people have sex on a commercial plane.
Yeah, I don't believe it because it's just all the planes I've been on, it's just so small and the flight attendants are always right by the bathroom. It just is awkward for everyone. Like, if you're banging in a private jet, go off. But yeah, if you're just on American Airlines, it's like maybe just do it when you get to the hotel. Do you really need to do it in the grimy bathroom?
What about if you fly international? Like, are the planes more big?
They are a lot bigger, yeah.
So would that be easier to, like, do a little quickie?
I don't know. Oh my God, if anyone's in the Mile High Club, email us or leave a voicemail because we want to hear all about it. I want to just hear the logistics because I feel like it's a myth.
I don't think it's a myth, but I also don't think it's common.
Because just think about those little planes we go on. Like, wouldn't the flight attendants be like, no, two people aren't allowed in there? Like, I feel like they would step in.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, a flight that lasts, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, then they might get more lax.
Yeah, because then maybe they're, like, just, like, on their phone eating those one thin pretzels. You know, like, those thin pretzel things?
Oh, dry-ass food. Why is the airplane snacks are always the most dry-ass items?
I swear the only time I like them is on airplanes. Like, they give you this little Bizcock crackle, and I'm just like, I would never eat this in real life, but on the plane, it's good.
Yeah, for sure.
At a certain point, it's like, what do I consider real life? Because I call everything not real life, I realize. Like I would say, yeah, I was in the McDonald's drive-thru, and like, it was so awkward. And then I'd end the story with like, but like, it wasn't real life, so like, it's just interesting.
Oh,
but
I'm like, waiting for real life to start.
Yeah, because like, then what is real life?
Especially with like COVID and stuff, like, it's not real life right now, obviously. But I wonder, when will there ever be real life again? That's what I'm wondering. It's kind of like fun being not in real life.
Yeah, I'm excited because it kind of reminds me of like one time in Spanish class in high school. So like, this like guy that I was sitting by said like, oh yeah, like, this isn't like actual like real life. So if you date someone, like, it's not actually real.
But, like, yeah, because like, dating in high school isn't real.
Yeah, and it like still isn't real life. So like,
I know, it's like, even if you're in a marriage, it's like, that's not real life.
I know. I'm kidding. Actually not, though.
But we have a really good topic for today's podcast. We are going to be delving into the history of cuss words, which the reason why we decided to do this, because I had a little note in my iPhone. By the way, if you don't do this, I feel like you should just like every now and then when you have just a thought or something you want to figure out, write it down in your notes.
No,
this is a thing that people should do.
My notes are jam packed. I feel like I just write if I think of literally anything.
Yeah, write it down.
Yeah, I like in yeah.
That thing. Thankfully, I write down shit, so we have this amazing podcast for you guys. Because I randomly thought Actually, what started it, first of all, I was like, where did the word sucker come from? Because I think I heard our grandma or someone say, he's a sucker or something like that, where I was like, why is that a thing, like a sucker? So I wanted to learn that. And then also, I heard somebody say, more power to him. You know, like when, and I wanted to know, is that shade? You know when people say, more power to him? I think it's always in a situation where you're throwing shade. You never say more power to them and are like being nice, right?
Maybe in a way, now that I think about it, it's like a little bit, there's like an inch of like envious when people say it.
Or just like looking down on someone, but you don't want to be mean. Like, it's like when you hear someone, like for example, say you heard that person, that one girl was selling her farts and she made $100,000. I feel like a lot of people would see that and say, more power to her. But it's like, they aren't really congratulating her. It's like this weird, like, a way to congratulate someone, but also diss.
It's really condescending.
Or is there no condescending and I'm making that up?
Okay, the thing about it is that I feel like only salt and okay, I honestly never hear this saying really, but like when I do, like I feel like it could be condescending, but then it's one of those things where if someone said it to you and you viewed it as condescending, I feel like you might be low-key overhyping it.
Yeah. Or is it just meant to be condescending? Because aren't there certain things like that? Like in the South, people say, bless her heart. And that's sort of just like a way of just being condescending.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like me saying like, sweetie pie.
Oh, yeah. That sort of thing. But yeah. So we're going to delve into that. But first, I wanted to test Jacob's knowledge. Jacob knows everything about YouTube.
Yeah.
So Forbes came out with the highest paid YouTube stars. And we're going to see if you can just guess some things.
Well, if they don't mention this one YouTuber, well, not to sound like creepy, but like one time I was like, wait, how much money does this person make? Because like, she's like a hard-ass worker. If they don't mention her, then I don't know this for a fact. This is just me guessing. I don't have like insider info. But I always just assume these chouts were like, so for example, if I made $50 million, it doesn't have to be public.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you're on a Forbes list, it's because you wanted to be. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to submit proof. You can't just email them and be like, yeah, I made this much. Like, they have to see your tax returns. Like, your publicist has to arrange it all. Like, so I think if you're on it, it's because you want to. So, because looking at the list, like you said, there are certain YouTubers who would be making almost even double than the number one person, but they aren't on there.
Yeah, because this is, yeah.
Like, Troom Troom, for example, like, or 5 Minute Crafts. You know, those type of channels that just, like, upload every single day and get so many effing views. Yeah, like, they would be making so much.
I feel like they could honestly be making like $80 million a year or something like that.
Okay, so a little trivia.
Okay, but you think, but without that aside.
Do you, in your opinion, not in your opinion, this is a fact actually, but in your mind, I guess, facts. What you're predicting. Do you predict the number one YouTuber made more money or the number one TikToker? Because they also did a list on the highest paid TikTokers. Who made more? TikTok versus YouTube.
I'm going to say YouTuber, but okay. What I'm just asking this right now, like when they say highest paid YouTuber, is it like Jake Paul? Because I don't even think he does YouTube. But I don't know. Okay,
so you're correct on that. YouTuber, the number one YouTuber, did make more.
The reason why I'm guessing that is just because when I picture a TikToker, I picture like a brand deal every 2 weeks, which would obviously be a buttload of money for that one brand deal. Mm-hmm. But I feel like YouTubers would make more because like they upload like twice a week or three times a week. Or
how much more money do you think the YouTuber made than the TikToker?
Like. $10 million?
Oh, so you are kind of close. Now, guess who the number one TikToker is. Obviously, you already know.
Oh, is it Charli D'Amelio?
Yeah. Now guess who the number one YouTuber is.
I'm just going to guess like Jake Paul.
It's The Bro Show.
Lio.
It's Mr. Beast. So you had that wrong.
Oh, he really wasn't on my mind. Like, I just forgot.
That yeah, he's, so
like,
the Mr. biggest YouTuber Beast level. Made... Wait, where the F is it? Yesterday when I looked at this, it was all just out in... Did they take away the prices? Bitch.
Wait, did someone...
Oh, no,
like...
it's on here. He made $54
million. Oh, my
which
gosh.
Which I think was actually double than Charli D'Amelio, according to Forbes. But even though that's an insane amount of money, I do just think that, like, these weird channels, like, these channels that get, like, so many views each month would even make more than that.
Oh, yeah, okay. $50 million is an F ton of money, but, like, I have no proof behind this, but there's, like, a few channels where... Each video gets like 1 million views and they upload every single day. And yeah. I honestly think they're like making like double that.
Yeah, but they don't want Forbes to know.
Yeah, but obviously Mr. Beats is going crazy.
Number two, Jake Paul, which I was confused about because obviously I know Jake Paul is still like super big boxing and shit. But like you said, I didn't know like his team 10 isn't still going. I didn't know he still is doing YouTube, but he still, yeah, made an F ton of money.
But the thing about that is that so this is highest paid YouTubers, but didn't he probably make most of that money from like these boxing things? So at the same, at a certain point, it's like he's the highest paid boxer, not the highest paid YouTuber.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So I'm mad, but no, I'm so not.
So we can just stop there.
What else? Like who's like someone that like I don't know? That's
Rhett and
it.
Link number four.
Oh, they'll pop go in. Off.
There's like this kids channel called Nastia, which is number six. And for the photo on Forbes, it just shows a little girl brushing her teeth. I guess she made $28 million. So go off. Invest it. Quadruple it.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, this was the... Wait, no. Is it her? She has an NFT collection? She's like eight. She's 7 years old. Okay, she's from Russia. This is Nastia, guys. The number six highest paid YouTuber. She has merchandise and an NFT collection, which is very... Because I would assume other seven-year-olds watch her. So are seven-year-olds out there asking for NFTs for Christmas from Nastia?
Oh, yeah. Is it like the parents? Or is it a thing where most people that buy NFTs are 7 years old?
Yeah, I don't
know.
And
I'm not aware.
And there is drama on the list. So she was number six. Number seven is Ryan Toys Reviews. So he fell down.
Oh.
He only made $27 million last year.
Oh my god!
And it's so funny because on Forbes they have a thing that says down, showing that like he's down this year. He still made $27 million. Is it he's 10? He's 10 years old.
That's crazy. It's so crazy how every year, these like famous people make more and more money, and it also goes into like, it seems like every year when someone gets famous on social media, it seems like they get more famous than the last person that got famous.
Oh, yeah, because, like, the industry starts to learn, like, exactly how to, like, capitalize on it. So they make way more money, you know?
But then they also are more famous than the last person because I think social media just keeps
expanding.
Yeah.
But that's so funny that they said it's a down year for Ryan Toys Reviews, who's literally 10. But do you think he has any... Do you think he's aware that it's a down year, even though he's 10? Like, do you think somehow he heard, like, it's down this year?
I'm just guessing he doesn't even know because I feel like his parents, like, okay, I don't know if this is true because, like, I feel like some people just, like, love money. But, like, what I'm trying to get across is that I feel like even if it's a down year and you're used to making $30 million, but you made $27 million,
it's like
still
is a good year.
I feel like you wouldn't
year.
View it as a down year because,
yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, $3 million is.
I just hope he's not, like, in third grade, like, shit, like, the financials are down. We need to unbox more toys.
I feel like he's not, but who knows?
I'm kidding. He definitely isn't.
I wonder if he views it as a job or not. Because, like...
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I don't know. I feel like it's probably fun, hopefully. Because he just unboxes toys, right? But yeah, then I guess once you unbox your 1,000th toy, the fun is kind of gone. It's like a never-ending... Yeah. Like, if you're a kid, you would think, I want Christmas to never end. But then it never does end. And
I feel like it's one
and
of
then
those
it's like one
where...
of those things where it loses the joy.
Yeah, if I had to guess, this is all pure speculation, but I feel like he doesn't dislike it, but he, like, does, like, even though he's only, like, I don't even know, like, 10, 7, 8?
It like said he turned, like, 10 this year.
I feel like he does view it as a job, but, like, I know it sounds, like, weird because I'm not, like, endorsing, like, family vloggers, but I feel like it's not in a bad way. Like, he doesn't hate it, but he views it as a job.
Yeah.
That's my guess. That's my hot take.
I would hope they, like, rearrange his schedule in a way where, like, he only has to do it, like, one day out of the week.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it, because isn't probably most of it, like, these toys that they're making that he probably isn't even involved in, so it's not, like, his work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Work. But he's obviously, like, he obviously should be making money from it. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't have to, like, do all these deals, I'm assuming. Like, hey, what do we want, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's probably the parents doing that. I don't know.
Wait, I thought I was going to throw up.
We can pause and you can throw up.
No, I'm good. Just ate too much food today. I'm just kidding. But so yeah, we're doing the history of curse words. What is your favorite cuss word? I feel like just fuck is always fun. Fuck.
Yeah. I like that one. I mean, I feel like I for sure like cuss. It sounds like I'm in like third grade right now. But
I probably, do cuss.
Probably just like shit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like if you stubbed your toe, what would you scream out? If I stubbed my toe, what would I think? I feel like I might scream out like, yeah, like a bitch or something.
Oh, like, oh, it's just sometimes fun to just say like, fuck shit, bitch.
Oh, yeah, like that's the thing. I remember I saw, this is just one of, you know those Twitter accounts that are like Uber facts, and it's like these facts that you don't know if they're real because they seem kind of fake.
Yeah.
But one time it did say, studies show that yelling out like bad words when you hurt yourself does lower your pain tolerance.
I believe that.
Well, but, I think it isn't the cuss words that would be the culprit. I feel like just yelling in general. Like, even if you yelled sparkles, like, that would help you if you were getting hit. I think yelling, like, that takes pain away.
And I also believe that if you're stressed, yelling could help. I've never really done this. But
oh, yeah,
like,
I've never tried screaming into a pillow. You know how people always said that, like, growing up in elementary school, I swear it was always, like, scream into a pillow if you need to get your aggression. Which, like, I'm trying to think of when that even came up, but I remember teachers saying that, and I never have done it.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too.
We should both try it.
Scream into a pillow?
Okay, I'll try it first.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't like fully do it. I sure as I don't want to ruin my vocal cords.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, so I'm a singer. Well,
but the thing about it is that I'm not really like stressed right now.
That's the thing.
I'm not going to do it because I feel chill right now.
Couldn't it give you stress if you aren't stressed?
Oh, yeah. Like something that gives me stress is not like gives me stress, but it's just like I don't like it. It's like when I'm like watching a TV show or something is like something like really weird happens. Like someone gets like hit or something.
Oh, do you say like Euphoria? Someone got hit with a hammer.
Oh, yeah, I like Euphoria, but
I thought you were gonna say you liked that scene.
I mean, it was interesting for the show, yeah. But obviously in real life that would suck. But yeah, I just don't like gory stuff. But Euphoria is really gory, but I still like it.
I haven't watched the new season.
Yeah, I kind of forgot what happened in the fourth season, but
It's only one episode so far, right, of the new one?
I like how they have so many characters. I think that's what makes it really good, is that they have, like, tons.
Oh!
Did it drip or no?
It did.
Oh, should we pause? Do a little commercial break? I don't even know if we have a commercial for this.
Okay,
break,
yeah, let's pause.
Okay. This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Enjoy your greens while being green. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic packaging in every box and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. Green Chef is also convenient and easy. Avoid long lines at the grocery store. Green Chef is so convenient with pre-portioned, easy-to-follow recipes that are delivered right to your door. Green Chef is also deliciousness that is delivered. With fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
We got our Green Chef box a couple weeks ago. We've had it before, and we enjoyed it just as much this time. Our family is giant, so we actually invited a bunch of people over and made all three meals at once, which was really fun because I was making a meal, Jacob was making a meal, our sister Allie was making a meal, and then we kind of like competed, like, oh, what meal did you guys like the best? And we were fighting. Mine was sort of like an Indian inspired dish. I think our sister had like
a Cuban dish. Yeah, and then mine was spaghetti, which was delicious.
I know, it all was honestly so good, and knowing that it was healthy too made me so excited, because I was just like, we're eating like wholesome food and it was fun to make and it tasted great. So go to greenchef.com/lucasjacob130 and use code lucasjacob130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/lucasjacob130 and use code lucasjacob130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's always something for everyone. We love switching between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount. Thanks, Green Chef. We are back. I did spill my little energy drink.
Lil? Yeah. So you're degrading the energy drink.
Oh, yeah.
That's another, like, I always say it as a joke. But that's another thing that I don't know, because I'm not like a, what do you call those people? Like, people that know, so, I guess like a psychologist. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know for a fact, but if someone did seriously call me Lil, I would view it as condescending. But this has never happened to me, but then at the same time, it doesn't have to be condescending. Are you just making it up? It kind of gets to that question that we were talking about earlier. I guess for me,
whenever I think of someone calling me Lil, I view it as funny because, like, in our family, it's kind of a joke being like, Lil kid.
No, but I'm talking about if someone said this seriously that you barely knew.
Oh, yeah. Then
but,
I
like,
would,
not that you barely knew because then you wouldn't give a shit. But, like, someone that, like, I don't know, but I just thought about, like,
but then again, rappers
example.
All call themselves Lil Wayne. It's not offensive. Lil Wayne. Lil Huddy. You know? It's a term of endearment. So, should we get into our history of cuss words?
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
We both took some cuss words. I'm kind of jealous because Jacob did get the best cuss words.
I was wondering why you gave me the best ones.
I know. Say the best one. For some reason, I feel like we aren't allowed to say, like, this one word that's the best one. But, like, we are. Well, YouTube won't.
I was actually wondering, like, what one of my words, like, I actually, like... So a lot of people don't like it, but it's been...
It's like the one cuss word that still has a stigma.
I swear it's like the one of the... Yeah, one cuss word that has a lot of stigma around it.
Yeah,
the
people
one
get
last
like
one.
Offended. Which yeah. is obviously 1, 2, 3. Cunt. Oh, you're supposed to say
yeah.
it with me.
I actually don't know if I've ever said it on the internet. I probably will say it sometime this episode.
Oh my God.
I'll just wait.
You're like not going to give away your like saying it virginity.
No, I just will wait, you know?
Save it for a cameo.
But what I thought of was, I feel like the best cuss words are one that you made up on the spot. Like, one time I started saying, like, tight ass. And, like, that's one of my favorite cuss words.
That even, that's so funny.
But that's, like, okay, it has nothing to do with sexual stuff, guys. It's
when
just
I think
is, like,
I think of someone who's uptight.
No, like, I just am thinking, like, hitting my head and saying, tight ass. Like, that, honestly, I feel like, making up stuff is the funnest. Or just saying, like,
oh, yeah,
like,
I get you.
Or something like, this isn't, I didn't make this up, but like, fuck me in the duck. Or like, just like, fuck me in the ass. I think that's butter.
Just making up random. I get it. Like, not planning it, just seeing what comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start off with mine. We'll just go back and forth about.
Okay.
So we'll start out with, mine are pretty like PG. First of all, like I said, sucker. Which,
so funny.
Going from cunt to sucker.
Oh yeah, did you... I found out this is like a study. It's called like, I didn't know
etymology
notice.
Or whatever
yeah,
the fuck.
Etymology, and I guess like people study. It's just like studying languages and shit.
I did notice while researching these cuss words. So, sources of like when these originated were varied so much depending on the source.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say before. Like I say all mine because. Okay, because if someone is like an etymologist watching this, they probably might say all my stuff's wrong. Because I, for one of my words, like the second word I was researching, I watched a video, I read like two articles, and all of them were effing different. So
I know.
Like, which one's effing true?
And then there's a lot of urban legends about how these cuss words originated, which have been debunked. So some of these still, but whatever, we're still going to take everything we say as a fact from this point forward.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was going to say like, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to take it as a fact.
So, sucker. What would you think that means when someone says, you're such a sucker? Like, what comes to your mind as the definition?
Well, what I'm... Wait, or should I say, like, how it got created?
No, what do you think it means, first of all? Because I wasn't even sure what it meant.
You're a dumb shit.
Oh, okay. So, that is actually what it means. Because, which I guess I got. Like, I kind of just thought it meant, like, yeah, you were so... I thought it was just... But now that I know the definition, I feel like I might be
no,
making up that
actually,
I knew.
Actually, I don't know if it is dumb shit because Jonas Brothers have a song, I'm a Sucker for You. So is it just being
oh, yeah.
a fool?
It's
a
apparently, it's supposed to mean being easily deceived.
Oh, yeah, so I'm a sucker for you. Like, maybe they're just making up shit and you I just love them, but even though they're a liar, I don't know.
Yeah, so a lot of report... Well, I guess it'd be like, you know, guys say, like, people make fun of guys for being whipped by their girlfriends. So it's kind of like, they're like being like, I'm a sucker for you, like... You have me wrapped around your finger, but it's like a compliment to the girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, apparently, according to reports, sucker comes from breastfeeding, actually. Because in the mammal world, humans are mammals.
Liar.
We all breastfeed, and we suck nipples as a kid. And kids, I guess, are dumb? Like, when you view a kid, I guess, like, you just... They're not... I'm not saying kids are stupid, but, like, they're just, like... So it's calling someone like a kid, basically. Like, you're such a sucker. Like, you're just on your mom's nipple, you little sucker. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what the vibe is. That's
oh,
kind of
okay.
makes sense when you think about... You said it was being, like, easily fooled. I guess that could mean a kid. I honestly
oh,
don't
yeah,
know.
Oh, yeah, like someone that's not fully aware of everything.
Yeah, basically, it just kind of means a dumbass. But again, I don't think kids are dumbasses. But I'm saying that's what the meaning is, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's... I don't think just because you're...
But then again, I guess they just aren't as smart as adults, so...
If you're 12, you could be, like, the smartest person ever, though. Like, I could be 30 and someone... If I'm 30 and someone's... 18 doesn't mean I'm smarter than them.
That's true.
But yeah, and then, I don't know why I went
and then
on a
obviously
tangent.
Sucker kind of goes along with sucks, which is a bad world because, I mean, it's a sucks is bad, like saying this sucks, which I never actually thought about this until I researched it. Like, maybe I knew in the back of my mind, but the whole thing with the word sucks is it's insinuating giving a blowjob. So like when you say like this dinner sucks, what you're really saying is this dinner gives a blowjob. Which I guess, because of sexism, is bad because for some reason people view sucking dicks as bad. But then no one ever says, like, this dinner is such a pussy licker. Like, no one says, like, oh, this is a vag eating outer. Like,
so it's basically...
It's always about, like, sucking a dick is worse. You know what I mean? That's kind of what it comes down to with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, it's basically saying, like, I totally get what you're saying. It's saying, like, oh, like... Like, if you suck dick, you're lower than me.
Yeah, so then you say, this sucks. I guess that's where that comes from. And then it made me think, like, why is it always like that? Because even people say, like, go get fucked. But no one ever says, go fuck something. It's always about, like, getting fucked or sucking a dick is bad. But, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like...
No one ever goes says, like, go get your dick sucked. Like, no one would ever say that.
I literally just made an example earlier. Like, I said, fuck me in the ass. But why don't I say, fuck you in the ass, you know?
Yeah, so... But... and I guess these words, sucks and sucker, they were first used in the 1800s, I guessed. And then okay. They got really popular in the 1900s. But
researching
a lot of these cuss words is actually kind of depressing. Because it is, most of my ones at least, all go back to like sexism, basically.
Yeah, I actually was kind of, thought it was interesting because I just wasn't, I mean, if I really thought about it for an hour pre-research, I probably would have realized because I have thought before, like, the word pussy is sexist. But yeah, basically it kind of is like we're doing like a deep episode because most of them are like from sexism and all that
shit. Literally my whole list, like reading every single word I researched, the history of it was like men used it to like put women down basically.
So the word sucker originates basically from how blowjobs are bad.
Basically. And also another meaning, according to other reports, is it's breastfeeding is bad.
Yeah, so, like, if you're a sucker, you're a little kid, so, like, you're just dumb. Mm-hmm. Foolish.
Yep, so there you have it. What's your first word?
My first one is dick or Richard.
No, oh, this is dick. Good, because we're throwing it back. Like, finally, there is a cuss word that's degrading men.
Yeah, so, first of all, the word dick is very versatile. Like, mm-hmm. It can literally mean someone's dick. It can be the name of someone. Like, we have an Uncle Dick. There's a British dessert called Spotted Dick. Like, those dick has so many meanings.
Yeah, it really does.
I still don't get why people call it Richard Dick. Like, why does the name Richard go to dick, but...
I know, that literally makes no sense. Like, who was calling the shots with that one? Like, there are...
Someone just made that the fuck up.
I know.
But, yeah, in the 17th century, dick became slang for sexual partner. And this
it came slang for sexual partners? You would say, that's my dick, as in someone I hook up with?
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So it'd be like if you have a guy friend that you hang out with, you'd call him a dick. And weirdly, have you heard of this before? Because this rung a bell. I've heard people in like old TV shows or movies that I watched call a guy a dick, but kind of in an endearing way, saying like, "Oh, that's my dick." Like, I've heard it before, weirdly. Even though people don't use it like this that much nowadays.
I think I notice it. I don't really notice it now, but I do notice people, like, lightheartedly saying, you're a dick. Like, it's like a laughing way. Like, someone kind of like as a joke, you know?
Yeah, but I guess in the 17th century, it was literally just meaning to, like, dick in the way that it's just a guy.
So it didn't mean, it wasn't even associated with penis?
Yeah, which I thought was so interesting. I would have assumed that from the dawn of time, dick had to do with penis, but I guess already in the 17th century, it basically has to do with penis.
So it started off as a good word. It wasn't used as an insult.
From what I gathered, it seemed like it was kind of just like a silly word.
Oh, and?
If you're uptight, you might get offended, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then the term came to be associated with the penis through usage by men in the military around the 1800s.
Okay, so they're the ones who made it about penises.
No, 1880s, because so later in the 17th century, the military started to make it about penises. People in the military. And then over the past few decades, there have been scandals with the usage dick, like how it's offensive and shit. Like, I guess this kid went to school and he had the wood dick on his t-shirt, and then he went to the school, took him to court, and he laughed, but then it got impaled because I guess it's freedom of speech.
Oh, so you can wear, but you aren't allowed to wear like a shirt that says fuck to school.
I thought that, yeah, I was intrigued by that too, because I swear people said that you couldn't wear stuff like that to school, but this guy won the lawsuit or whatever.
Also, if you really like took it to court, you would be able to wear that to school. Just to take a lot of effort paying for lawyers and shit, but
yeah. But yeah, basically the word dick, so yeah, now we just say dick like he's such a dick. So honestly, from my research, I didn't really find out how it turned into like to calling someone rude. I guess it's because most men are rude. So then, dicks are rude.
Just became that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just became penis, and then penises are rude, so.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's good to know.
I know. I'm glad I know.
My next one is a classic, bitch. This is a fun swear word, not because... researching it obviously has a dark past. Like people still do today. They call people bitches, like women and stuff, to put them down. But it has sort of been reclaimed. Like, you know what I mean? That's the funny thing about the word bitch, according to the Daily Emerald, and that was the source for this one. It's like it's a word that's hard to define nowadays because still in 2022 it can be used. Like people still use it as an insult towards women, but then at the same time it also is about something cool. Like. You could say, like, that is bitchin'. And, that means good.
Or, like, also saying, I don't know what would be the definition of this usage of the word bitch, but it'd be me saying, like, guys, I just bought a Lamborghini, bitch. Like, it's like bitch to this to, like, bitch, I bought a Lamborghini.
I forgot about how that's in. I didn't even write that down. That is another thing where, like, you add a bitch to the end of a sentence, and it's not anything about degrading women. It's just, like you said, you'd be like, I got a promotion, bitch! Like, it's just a thing to add onto a sentence when you're really excited.
Yeah, I guess that would be what it means.
But this brought me back, like, to calling something bitchin', because it means that's cool. That we need to bring that back.
Bitchin'. Yeah, like, this is one sass called the bitchin' sass.
Yeah, like, this room is bitchin'. So, yeah, but then it goes on to say, like, if someone is bitching, though, that means they're whining. So just the word bitch is very complex. It's also, like we said, used as a word for empowerment, like bad bitch, I'm that bitch. Like people use it as a term of empowerment. Like even if you said that's my bitch, like in a friend way, like there's so many different nuances to bitch where it just is complicated.
With some of my words, it kind of talked about, is it the same with bitch? How basically in the beginning, like you said, and also like I would guess like, bitch means, okay, it's literally just putting down women. But then women reclaimed it, basically, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what's happening today.
Yeah, basically.
In some circumstances.
Yeah, for sure. Like, in all those female rap songs, like, I am that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's basically bringing back, even though at the beginning it meant, like, oh, like, you're basically just calling women bitches because, like, you dislike them for some weird reason. But then they're reclaiming it.
So it's actually from Old English, bice, B-I-C-C-E. I don't know. That means female dog. I feel like we've all heard that, yeah, bitch means female dog.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess going back through history, comparing women to dogs was... people were doing that before the word bitch. Like, it's all the way back in ancient Greece and Roman empires. Compared women to dogs. Yeah, like when they were mad at them, and they said it was like a woman was in like a dog in heat, or they were like really. Also, they said like a dog in heat, they're dying for sexual attention. I guess that's also why they would call people. They would compare women to female dogs way back in like the Roman Empire times.
I've like heard that being used like in like a movie or something. Like it's like a dog in heat and they're referring to a female.
Yeah, but it's crazy that people did that even before the word bitch.
That's insane.
But it dates back to 1400, I guess. But Yeah. Oh, I might go into my next one, which is son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, classic.
So, yeah, this was first recorded in 1707. What? Oh, it says the surge of use of son of a bitch happened around the time of the first wave of feminism. And women were like starting to push for greater inclusion in public life. So men started tearing them down by really popularizing the word bitch and then also the phrase son of a bitch. Like it was already used before them, but it became really popular around that same time.
From the women or the men?
No, the men used it to push because women were starting to like want to have more power. So they tried to push them down by using those. And so son of a bitch was used on men primarily because... So bitch is an insult for females back then.
Yeah.
So son of a bitch is used on men to piss them off by saying like your mom is a bitch. You know what I mean? So like the very person who raised you is a bitch. So people would use that in arguments to like really try to tear someone down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought saying son of a bitch would mean that you're talking to a guy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. Sorry, I probably didn't explain it right.
Oh, okay.
So son of a bitch is used on men. It was a way of like using bitch, but against men.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah. So it's like kind of like, yeah, calling men bitches.
Yeah, or just like, I guess back then they're like, I can't call him a bitch because he's a guy, but I'll say your mom's a bitch, basically.
Oh,
basically,
okay.
The origin of yo mama jokes.
Oh, like also like this one joke, like saying like, who are you going to dinner with? And then you say like, yo mom.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. It was the beginnings of just using people's moms as a way to tear them down.
Wow, it's just like it's what the evolution of just like everything. Etymology is really interesting. Not getting down to it.
This podcast is also sponsored by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses, and you can try Warby Parker's free home try-on program where you order 5 pairs of glasses and try them at home again for free for 5 days, and there's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. If you have a later version of the iPhone, you can also download the Warby Parker app where you can use their virtual try-on, allowing you to try on the eyeglasses, and it looks super realistic. I've tried the Warby Parker app. Yes, you can do the home try-on kit, but just virtually doing it actually measures your face somehow and it looks super realistic. So that's also a good way to even decide what you want to put in your home trying kit or just buy straight from there.
Warby Parker is awesome. We have both got a try at home try on kit, and I got 5 pairs of glasses to try on, and I ended up buying these Beko glasses, and I also have another pair at home, but I love these Beko glasses. I loved them out of the 5, so I bought them, and it's really easy. You just, after you test them out, you send them back, and then you can buy the pair that you like. And mine are prescription, so I just put in my prescription, and they're really affordable, which I like.
You can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/LucasJacob. Again, warbyparker.com/LucasJacob.
So my next one is kind of vulgar. Pussy. No, pussy is kind of like the word we were talking about in the beginning. I feel like it's also like top 5 stigma words. Over the last like decade, I'd say it's got way less stigmatized, but it still has a lot of stigma around it.
Even the fact that WAP made such a splash kind of proves that.
Oh, yeah, but when yesterday did I learn there was this one song where like, well, it was like so nasty, but it was money. It kind of reminded me of WAP. It was like saying like, give me a, put it in your ass and then give me a blowjob and stuff. But
it's from an old long time ago.
It was not a long time ago, but like the 90s or something.
Oh.
But it made me think like, oh, it's like, it literally just is fake outrage because it's always been like this. It'd be different if it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah, the word pussy. So it's also very versatile. It means cat.
Oh yeah, like a house cat,
a vagina, a way to call someone weak, or just to sound vulgar. Some people use it like that.
That's
but yeah,
crazy
mostly
that
Yeah, a way to call someone weak is what
that's what's crazy is like using the word vagina like to call someone weak because I guess they view females as weak or whatever. But vaginas are like so they're probably stronger than dicks, I'm guessing. Like they take well, they stretch
so far so a kid can come out and they yeah. literally yes, you need a guy's bum, but like those little not this isn't in the vagina, but there's literally like babies that come out of vaginas. That's just like insane.
Can you imagine if there was something in like this? Humans are part of nature, but imagine if there was like a tree in the forest where humans came out of. That's how all of us were born. We came out of this tree. We would all think that tree was like the most sacred, beautiful, strong thing in the world. So that's the same thing with pussies.
Yeah. So first of all, that's just interesting that pussy's called weak when in reality, pussies are the strongest thing ever.
The gateway to humanity.
I know.
Self-cleaning.
So a bunch of these words have a double entendre. So like it has like two meanings.
I learned that. I'm from Nicki Minaj.
What did she say?
She was on RuPaul's Drag Race and she complimented one of their raps. Said, you did a double entendre. She's like, okay, you're like really giving us the bars. Because it was a rap challenge and Nicki Minaj was judging it.
Oh, okay.
Is it basically where like you use a word as a different thing?
Yeah, basically like... I don't know how you wait. How do you use dick as a double entendre? Well, like okay, so like for example, you could use, it's basically like saying something sexual but not trying to, but making it not sexual even though it is sexual.
So how is pussy used like that?
I forgot, but like it's basically like
you're reading it.
And no, I just like know that both these are double in time.
Oh, but, yeah. Because it could also mean cat, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, what I took it as was like a bunch of examples were basically, you know, this type of thing where you're saying something sexual, but you're saying in public, so you make it less risque. You could use that as something like that, but I don't have an example. Sorry. It comes from the word puss, which means house cat.
Okay.
Get ready for me to say like pussy 50 times. Pussy comes from other languages, again, to call a house cat. So it's not like from the English language, in case you were wondering. And by the 17th century, it became another word for vagina.
Does it say why? Like, why did they take a word about a cat? I guess people call, like, even people kind of say, don't they say, like, because, you know, the song Pussy Talk by the City Girls? The yeah. clean version was, my kitty talk English, Spanish, and French. They turned the word pussy to kitty. So maybe that's always been a thing where, like, people compare vaginas to cats.
Yeah, but then I was also thinking when you were talking about comparing women to dogs, this kind of goes in the same lane because it's comparing a women to animal.
Yeah.
To animals, not to animal. But yeah, in the dictionary, a little joke, dictionary.
Oh, dictionary?
Yeah. That came out in the 1800s. That one dictionary that everyone talks about, probably the Oxford, whatever the fuck. The definition was inflated, swelled, hence fat, short, and thick. And then this is another definition. And as persons of this make labor and respiration, the word is used for short-breathed. So the thing about this is that I honestly, this whole definition went above my head.
Yeah, what? I'm lost.
Inflated, swelled.
Okay, so back then they were just dumb, let's say. Like, they didn't, what the hell are they even saying? Which that doesn't mean a cat or a vagina. What are you even talking
and
about?
And as a persons of this make labor and respiration, the word is used for short-breathed. I tried to relate it to, like, women getting birth, but I just don't get it.
I'm lost.
Yeah, that totally went over my head. So then over time, it became a thing, like, you act like a cat. You act like a coward. So, like, cat. So, you know how puss means cat?
Yeah.
I guess people have used an insult, you act like a cat, but then they replace the word cat because a way to say cat is pussy. They said you act like a pussy.
Oh, so the original thing a pussy wasn't comparing it to a vagina, it was comparing it to a literal cat. And then somehow that got attached to vaginas or... I feel like
I would say that from the beginning, everyone knew that when you called someone a cat or a pussy, you're saying, at the end of the day, you're saying women aren't as strong as men. I would assume, but that's just me guessing. Even this one Reddit post said it's not good to assume with etymology, but it's not good to ever assume, I guess, in general. Yeah. But then I read this article, this Glamour article, because at this point I was just effing confused. I was like, what? And then I guess puss also means pocket pouch. So I just assumed, like, people say, like, pocket pussy for, like, fleshlight. So then I just assumed, like, pocket pouch came into pussy, like, to meaning a woman's vagina also. And then according to that article, pussy, as we know today, kind of came from porn.
Really?
And then I kind of just assume the rest. But yeah, it came from... So, pussy as we know it today, basically, the end story is it came from porn because, like, a guy would say, like...
But, like, before porn, people didn't really talk about pussy equating it to a vagina?
Well, no, in the 17th century, it became another word for vagina. But
oh, but then porn, but like, brought it back.
I guess you would say, like, popularized it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, basically, from all these articles that I read and stuff, like, as we know, like, it does have, like... Because even though, like, nowadays, like, I've said pussy before, like, I guess at the end of the day, it is, like, I don't know. I mean, I mean, it could, like, I guess at the same time, you're giving it a different meaning. But at the end of the day, it just means, like, you're calling women shit. But, yeah. But, yeah, then I was also one, this is some extra stuff, wussy and wuss. I was like,
oh, yeah,
what?
So is that just basically another... They didn't want to say pussy, so they said wussy?
Let's see. Assuming... Yeah, so, yeah, I just assumed what you just said. A way less vulgar way to say pussy.
Yeah. Maybe it makes it okay if, like, you equally say dick, too. Like, if you're mad at someone, if you split it down the middle, half the time call them a dick, half the time call them a pussy, does that make it okay?
To be honest, I feel like they mean such different things, though. Dick,
really?
And pussy. Because I view dick as, like, a rude guy. And then, I mean, just because everyone says pussy like that, I do view dick as, like, calling someone a pussy is, like, calling them a coward, I guess.
Oh, I guess they do have different meanings. They both don't mean a rude person. A dick means a rude person. A pussy, yeah, like you said, means, like, I guess a weak, I guess.
Oh, yeah, but I guess you could just say, like, you're a pussy by saying you're a rude person. But I guess, yeah, most people. But, yeah. The noun wuss is perhaps a blend of wimp and puss. That's just, like, a guess.
Oh! That makes total sense. Wussy, wimp and push, you got a wussy.
Yeah, and then wussy could be wimp and pussy. And this is from Glamourphobia. It also me. Yeah, and then I guess wussy also is kind of like, I would say, like, homophobic, because you could say someone's a wussy and it's basically just calling them. Well, I guess in a way, it's mostly sexist, but in a tiny bit, it's a little bit homophobic, because calling a guy a pussy, it's kind of calling them gay. And calling someone gay, saying, like, you're gay, is, like, obviously homophobic.
Oh, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, yeah, it's basically sexism, because, yeah, it's just making it bad to be feminine at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't have that much
like
to do with...
Like, when girls are, like, feminine, but then that also goes with, like, gayness. But no, yeah, it's all one big circle.
I guess it originated, wussy originated from, like, college slang. Like, there's actual proof of that, I guess.
College?
Yeah, just college... frat boy slang, I would assume. And sometime in the 1900s.
No way.
But yeah, if you're wondering where wussy came from, that's
wussy, pussy, bussy. Next up, bastard. This is from the early 13th century.
For some reason, I feel like this has, like, a dark meaning.
Oh, yeah. Bastard will always have, like, a bad vibe to me, because one time we first got a computer when I was, like, 6 or maybe even, like, 5. I don't even think I was in preschool yet. But, we had a computer, and it had all these... There was this one program on it that had all these movie clips, and we would always... We didn't even have the internet. Or if we did, I never went on it. I just went on this one program we had on the computer. It had all these old songs, and it had all these old movie clips. And, like, I remember... And then one of the movie clips was from Nightmare on Elm Street, and me and my sister would always watch it because it was so fucking scary, because Freddy Krueger, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end... So it basically was Freddy Krueger chasing this girl, and at the end of the clip, the girl says... You bastard. And, like, I had no idea what that meant. But then I remember I went up to my mom and said, like, bastard. And then she got, like, so mad at me. So I feel like this always has a bad vibe to me, the word bastard, because it's the first cuss word I said where, like, I was scolded for saying it, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I get what you mean.
Yeah, basically it's from the early 13th century, and it means illegitimate child. So a child who doesn't know who their mom is, or they came from... Like, you know what I mean? That sort of vibe. Like, no one knows where you came from, I guess, is basically what bastard is. And it can also mean a kid who's conceived out of wedlock. And I guess originally in the 13th century, according to this website I read, originally it wasn't an insult. It was actually just a thing to describe. Like, if there was a guy where no one knew where his mom was, they would say, oh yeah, he's a bastard. And I guess it wasn't considered like this huge insult. It was just a way to describe it.
Oh, so it was literally just what it meant.
Yeah, it was like neutral.
Oh, okay.
But then around 1830, it started becoming an insult. People say, you're a bastard, just being like, yeah, no one even knows where your mom is and that type of stuff.
Oh, so then it became like, oh, like, you no one even knows what the F feel fun. So
oh, yeah, or like, negative. you weren't even born in a marriage or something.
So basically, it actually meant something, but then over time, it became negative.
Yeah, I feel like this word, no one really even says it, and if someone did use it as its actual meaning, it doesn't hold up in 2022 because literally nobody gives a shit if your parents are married.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Back in the day, like, there still is a lot of Bible, like, but what I mean is I feel like way more people believed in the Bible back then, so it was, like,
a whole different thing.
No
one cares if, like, you have a kid and you're dating. Like, it isn't this, like, some people might be like, when are you going to get married? Like, why don't you guys just get married? But for the most part, like, no one gives a shit, so it's not really, I feel like maybe that's why it's died down, because it's not really an insult.
Yeah, there's so many things like that. Yeah, well, it probably used to be such a big deal, you know? But now it's kind of like
you'd be so embarrassed. Like, yeah, my parents were married.
But now they're really
like, yeah, they're just like friends and they live in the same house.
Yeah.
Even live in two houses, but like they hang out sometimes.
Okay, I like that.
But yeah, that's bastard for you.
So now we're getting into the deep dark one. Cunt.
Oh, this is always will remind me of Azealia Banks because her 212 hit song that had that line, and she didn't just say it once, she said it multiple times. I guess that can't get any in.
So when I was researching the word cunt, it reminded me that cunt actually reminds me of RuPaul's Drag Race, because I picture me being in drag and then someone say like, you look cunty.
Oh, it is sort of that too.
It's basically calling like someone like glamorous in a way, like, yeah, in that sense. It doesn't always mean that, but in this sense.
Nicki Minaj, the first song I ever heard from Nicki, I've heard her like in her verses or whatever, but the first song I heard of that was a Nicki Minaj song was Roman's Revenge, and she said, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt.
Oh yeah,
I hit that ball, punt,
force trauma,
blunt, bitch, you get the, what's it
you
say?
Play the back, bitch, I'm in the front.
You need a job, this ain't cutting. Nicki Minaj is who you ain't fucking with.
So yeah, the word cunt has been offensive for a very long time,
but I kind of feel like at least in our lifetimes, cunt, yeah, it's been used, every time I've heard it, has been used by a female to empower themselves. I'm thinking of like Nicki Minaj, Azealia Banks, even Erica Jane on The Real Housewives. That was sort of her whole vibe. Like, I say the word cunt and I own it. Like,
oh yeah,
it's sort of been a way for it, but I know like that's obviously not the origin,
well,
right?
Well, where do like, I like, I'm not even joking, be funny, but where do I like still view it as like this is like a, like this, I still view it as like, this is like, this is like, you're gonna call someone a bitch and actually calling a woman a bitch, like, just because, I don't know why the fuck, but I feel like cunts, like, even, like, I still view it as, like, this, like, what
yeah, like,
people
if,
still
if
use it like that today, but, like, not as much, but, yeah, like, I still view it as, like, this, like, word that's, like, ugh.
Yeah, because if you used it in an actual fight, I feel like it would cut deep. Like, if you were in an actual fight with someone and said, you're a dick, or you're an asshole, or you're a bitch, or you're a shithead, those all kind of just brush past you. But if someone literally said, you are a cunt, like, I feel like that would, like, cut you.
Yeah, it's
just because,
such a...
like, but, like, it's weird because I wonder if this is how it is in other languages. I feel like a lot of the English bad words have, like, a k, or, like, a k. Like, they have, like, these really, like, harsh sounds. Is that how it is in other languages too? Because
I feel like it's always like that, if I had to assume.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, they wouldn't. That's the reason why they're so harsh, I feel like, is because of those harsh sounds.
Oh, even saying shit. Like, it seems like whenever you use them, it's like in a way like that, I guess.
Imagine if, like, splash was a barber. Like, splash? Like, that doesn't hit because there's no k. You need the k or the t
but
to
like,
really hit.
Yeah, it needs, like, so basically at the end of the word, you just need to emphasize it really hard.
Yeah.
You say splash.
But even that doesn't work because, like, shh is so soft. Splash. I'm doing splack. You're splack. Hopefully that's not actually a bad word. I was literally just adding a K to the end of splash.
But yeah, like,
is a bad word. I
when
apologize.
I was saying cunt earlier, I just pictured, like, in 30 years, like, I sound like a Joe Rogan person right now. I just picture, like, because the reason why I'm saying Joe Rogan person, because, like, this sounds like such, like, this, when people say shit like this, it annoys me, but I'm just going to say it because I was thinking it. Like, I just picture, like, in 20 years, like, saying cunts, like, so bad.
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't happen.
Well, the reason why it reminds me of Joe Rogan, because people like Joe Rogan's like, you can't say anything nowadays.
There are people right now who would be, would try to cancel you for saying cunt. It already exists.
Oh, yeah, but it's, yeah. I just wanted to say my annoying ass that. But yeah, it means a vagina, and it's a way to describe someone. Yeah, so basically a bitch. Yeah, so if we're going back to the original, but yeah, that's...
When's it from?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get into that. I guess way back, this is what was so interesting about it, is that with pussy, it didn't really talk about this, but way back, like, in these, like, it showed pictures of, like, these, like, dactyls and stuff from, like, the way back days, and they actually used the word cunt in, like, medical studies. So, like,
wait, what?
So, I don't even know where this is from, but I'm pretty sure it was an actual photo from the olden days. It showed this skeleton, and around the vagina area, it said cunt. Like, so it literally said the word cunt, which was honestly mind-blowing to me. One of the most mind-blowing things I saw yesterday, as the word vagina, because I just thought from the dawn of time, cunt was a bot, like, was like, oh, you're basically just degrading.
Wait, so
it's
actually
women.
Like a medical term?
I guess so.
That is funny.
Not everywhere, but I don't know where, but it was somewhere. But then also, to further go into the word cunt,
saying cunt over and over.
There's this place called Grope Cunte Lane in London. So I guess this is like a prostitution street. There's a lot of prostitutes on this street. People that are willing to have sex with you for money. And in that word, it has cunt. So I guess that also is the origin of a word cunt. I don't know how long this street has been around for, but I guess that also has to do with cunt. That, like, that one street kind of made it a thing, too.
Okay.
Like, I think that street, in a way, made it into cunt as we know today. But yeah, in the Middle Ages, this is a...
What's that even mean, the Middle Ages?
I guess, like, the Middle Ages?
This is the middle of time.
The Middle Ages, I don't know where this quote's from, but it's a quote from somewhere. Sorry, please don't sue. In the Middle Ages, Christian clergymen preached the idea of a woman's genitals as a potent source of evil, referring to the cunnis diaboli, meaning the devilish cunt. Now, this was...
Wait, they were trying to call girls' vaginas evil?
Yeah, so I'm taking
bitches.
Back... I literally forgot about this. I'm taking back the medical... Because I thought that was so interesting, but this was even more interesting. Like, I mean, I guess I wasn't really aware of this, to be honest. I didn't know that there was, like people hate women. Like, these people hated women. They're literally calling their vagina devilish. Like, we were just describing how, like, the vaginas are so fucking cool. And, like, and I legit mean that. But they were literally calling vaginas the devil.
I know, and I feel bad because learning about these words, I actually am bad. Because I was literally, when I heard that they did that, I said, bitches, calling them bitches. But that's actually a bad word for girls, which I was trying to use on them. But it's actually putting women down, so.
I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I just thought that was like, they literally said a women's genital was a potent source of evil. Like, that literally
like,
sounds like...
Just because she doesn't want to have sex with you, you don't have to say her vagina is evil. She doesn't want to get with you.
Yeah,
You know?
Is there, like, other reasons? Like, I don't know, like, I don't know. Obviously, I'm, like, aware of it, but, like, I don't know, like, what... these reasons aren't even valid anyway, but I just want to know.
I think this insecure men worried about women getting powerful, basically.
And then, basically, it probably also goes to, like... I want to keep my wife. You can have sex with anyone else. I own your vagina.
I think it
all
comes out of,
like
insecurity.
Yeah, probably a lot of it's that.
Yeah, they want women to be ashamed of, like, their sexuality. So, like, they're just so ashamed of, I don't know what the goal is, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's the very past of it. The very beginning of the word cunt. But then, if we're getting it summed up, it's a really dark word. And there's actually a lot of people that are still so against it. Like Lucas said, like, you could still get canceled for saying it, which a lot of people still hate the word, but at the same time, some people are bringing it back, which some people don't agree with, but some people do think, well, bring it back, take the power back, but then some people don't agree, but yeah, people say like cunty, and then Erica Jane and stuff said like cunt, and like she's taking power in it, which good for her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the word of the cunt, which probably out of all the words here has the darkest backstory.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Next up, fucker. This is a good one because I never say the word fucker.
Oh, this is a top 10 best ones.
So according, this is all from the HuffPost. This one, actually, a lot of people believe a myth, but it's been proven wrong since. But for a long time, people thought the word fucker was from the English. Back in the really olden English times, there was the plague going on. And I guess the king at the time was concerned that like the population was dying. So he was like, well, shit, everyone's going to have to start having sex real fast. Like, you guys all better start banging because we need to keep the population going. So he had a law called fornicate under command of the king. Fornicate means have sex, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's an acronym for fuck. Fornicate under command of the king. So that people think that's how the word fuck came about, which that would be a really fun story. Apparently it isn't true, which is kind of sad. It's actually, the earliest I could find was the 1500s.
Yeah.
It basically just meant one a person who has sex, which is confusing because doesn't every, like, when you're, like, an adult, I'm assuming, like, it's kind of just normal for everyone to have sex, so.
It's so weird because I don't even view that as a definition. I just think of fucko as, like, yo, fucko.
But I guess it was literally used as.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, it was just used as someone who has sex. Oh, they're a fucker.
So, I just was thinking this. It didn't originate from, like, fuckhole.
No, just like a fucker, like having fornication.
Oh, but the thing that you said in the beginning isn't true.
Although no, that isn't cool true apparently. But and then I guess in the late 1800s, it became very popular to use it. So I don't know if in the 1500s it was literally just a neutral word for someone who has sex, a fucker. But then in the 1800s, it became popularized as a term of abuse. Like, you are such a fucker. Or also, they said also almost equally it was used for admiration. Being like, you are a fucker. So, like, it was
Wait,
really...
Wait, is this recent day or is this...
In the 1800s.
That's crazy.
I don't know. But yeah, I also just wrote... I already talked about this, but I wrote down when I was taking the notes. It's crazy after how many... So many effing centuries the word fuck has been around. Like, it still has such a stigma. But I do think it's because of the CK. The fuck. The fuck. The CK at the end really... Just, like, does something to people. It gives you a reaction that makes you, like, think it's vulgar.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. Like, I don't know if that's, like, fully realized in the etymology community. But, like, I think that is a big reason why, like, fuck is probably... I mean, I don't even view... I literally have no negative feelings with the word fuck. But what I'm trying to say is that I literally sound like a little kid. That's people that do have a bad association with it. And I think that's why. Because, like, fuck. Like, I mean, it does sound really aggressive.
I guess when you think of cuss words, I'm pretty sure, isn't fuck the first one that comes to everyone's mind?
Yeah.
It's like the most popular. To me. So then I go into motherfucker.
That's fucking funny.
I guess in the mid-1900s, motherfucker was just an intense way to say fucker. So, like, you just added mother on the front of it. So, it's like, instead of just, when fucker started to lose its essence, so they started adding mother on front of it. So, it was motherfucker. Okay. And according to Wikipedia, it's never really been used in the literal sense. It's never been used as to describe someone who has sexual activity with someone's mom. It's not like, oh, you have sex with moms, you're a motherfucker. Like,
oh, yeah, because I was wondering if it actually had a literal sense.
Yeah, it never was really used in the literal way. It always has just meant someone who's mean, despicable, or vicious. Just anyone, yeah, with any of those negative qualities. And... this is when I realized a lot of these insults include moms. Because, like, even son of a gun, son of a bitch, motherfucker. Like, I was wondering, like, why do these include moms? And from my research, it's because back then, and probably still now some men. But back then, I guess men, they didn't have respect for females. So the only way... Wait, so what am I saying? Oh, so basically back then, people didn't respect... females except their moms. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it basically was like, oh yeah, like, oh, like the only, like, if you really want to cut someone deep, you'll like make fun of the one woman who they love so much, their mother.
That's so dark.
So going after their mom and saying like motherfucker, son of a bitch, like that type of thing.
That's a good insult because they're actually gonna be triggered by it.
Yeah, basically. It was a good way to trigger someone back in those days.
But now it's just like, yo, motherfucker. Even though no one...
Do any of these include a dad? Like, is ever like, father... Father fucker. That just doesn't have the right word. But like, son of a dad. Son of a dick.
No, none of them really do.
Maybe we're missing one.
Yeah. We're back. We took a piss break, if you're wondering.
Yep.
So you're done with motherfucker?
Yep. Done with fucker and motherfucker.
Okay. Now we're getting... This is actually a lighthearted one, which I'm glad.
That's why it's sad. Like, I'm not kidding. When I came up with the idea, the history of cuss words, like, I was picturing, like, this funny, like, laughing around, but, like, you get to the bottom of these cuss words, just dark and
just
sexist.
Just a bunch of sexism, literally.
Like, what the fuck?
I would say 90% of these words just relate to women hating.
I know. Fuck all these women haters.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the first person to say it. I'm just kidding.
So like, I painted my toes last month, and like that was my form of supporting, stopping women hate. Okay. But yeah, tattletale. This is a good one.
I'm glad we're going to this. Okay.
I don't even know. Okay, so when we were creating this, are you the one that thought of this or me?
Well, it's because when I was thinking of sucker and then like, what does more power than another thing, I think I heard someone call someone a tattletale and I was like, I want to know the origin of tattletale. Oh. I want to know why, what the hell is a tattle?
So like, these cuss words remind me of like elementary school. Because in elementary school, at least in mine, no one said, you're a fucker. Like that just wasn't a thing. But people did say, you're a tattletale.
Snitch.
So a tattletale. Snitches.
Snitches end up in ditches.
Okay. So basically, if you didn't know, it means someone who stouts shit, someone who stouts gossip, someone who tells secrets.
What I'm confused about is I remember in elementary school, this is the most confusing thing I remember being as a kid. Because if someone's doing something bad at school, teachers were like, let us know. But then at the same time, I vividly remember teachers saying, don't be a tattletale. It's like, well, bitch, like, am I not supposed to report if something's bad? Like, what is it? Do you remember that?
I actually do get like an inkling of what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, so
like, I get it.
It's like, when am I allowed to tell?
Those fucking bitches.
I know, make it real confusing.
I feel like this episode is honestly scowling me. Every time I say bitches, I just picture someone saying it's a devilish vagina.
I know, like, I love it. Just like saying, I think I say that so much in my vocabulary. It's been like, bitch, like that sort of thing. But I just want everyone to know I'm never using it in the origin sense. I'm using it as like to empower women.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love the PB Cocaine song.
I'm going to start saying...
SOTC slut, what's up? Come bang my line if you know what's up. Shake some ass, tell this whole club up.
Grab some ass, let me feel up on your butt.
Like, she was kind of taking back the words to that, which I liked.
If you ain't shaking ass, then leave ho. But then again, I need to replace bitch with something else, though. Because I do say bitch, like saying it in a bad way. I'm not saying I'm a bad bitch, but I do sometimes say it like that. But when I'm just saying like, bitch, like what should I replace that with?
Dick now.
Bastard.
And
shithead. Shit. Maybe just shit.
I don't know.
I'll have to brainstorm on that one.
But tattletale originally meant to stutter or stammer in the beginning. But in the 1500s, it started to mean to tell secrets. So I guess in the beginning, it just meant to stutter or stammer.
Why would that mean tattletale?
But then somehow to tell secrets, which, okay, this is another assumption. I just thought of this on the spot. Maybe it meant to tell secrets because when you're telling secrets, you're stuttering because you're so nervous to tell the secret.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like, I think also tattletale, like maybe the stuttering comes in because it almost like is a tattletale isn't when you're actually reporting like an actual serious thing. It's like sort of like you're just trying to throw someone under the bus for no reason, right? Isn't that what it comes down to?
I would
like if someone reports
that.
A murder, you aren't like tattletale. Like it's where if they're just trying to like do something, they're reporting something so minuscule just to cancel someone, you know?
Yeah.
Like someone was eating out of the cookie jar, you tattle on them. It's like you're tattletale.
Yeah, because it's like not that deep.
Yeah.
And then so tattletale, it's two words. I actually don't know if it's two words or one word, but it's two words either way because it's tattle and then tale. So tale. As you guys probably are thinking, it means like fable or story time.
That goes into like, it's sort of, it's like making up something. It's a tale is like, you're telling a tale.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, I actually didn't really think about that. But I guess over time, tale meant to like, to tell or talk.
Oh.
So like to tell or talk too. So like,
let's say like a nonfiction thing. I mean, but a fiction thing.
No, it just meant to tell or to talk,
oh,
I guess.
Okay.
sometimes it means that. But then according to the War Detective blog, the tome Tattletale, which first appeared in print in 1889, is actually John from Telltale, an older saying from around 1548, and less mysterious tome, defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as one who idly or maliciously discloses private or secret matters. So yeah, okay. It came from Telltale. And then this blog also mentioned like the word tattletale isn't as like this is what it came from, but the blog mentioned like this one saying, which I have heard from the drop of a dime. No, you don't say it like that. So like, how do you use drop of a dime?
I actually don't even know. From the drop of a dime?
Oh, you did that. So basically, drop of a dime has to do with tattletaling.
Is it the same thing like at the drop of a hat?
Wait, let me hoin in. Drop of a dime used in sentence. Drop of dime.
I guess used what I'm picturing sentence. Is dropping a dime. Someone trying to grab the dime. And maybe that's sort of like tattletale because you're just like going for something low. I don't know.
I am not asking you to get this done at the drop of a dime. Huh? Okay, well, somehow this blog said drop of a dime. So they use an example, but it's in the same genre of tattletale. I guess it kind of means to gossip. But if you want to know what drop of a dime means, what it came from, is that it means to, like, anonymously, like, tell the police about someone, because back in the day, like, you didn't have a phone with you. So you went in the phone booth, dropped a dime, and then said, there's a mortar on Fifth Street. Yeah. Okay, but literally this doesn't make sense. Sounds like I'm just going crazy, but somehow it made sense to me yesterday. Let's just say that.
Well, I mean, I guess that's because they're tattletaling, but then I guess murdering it.
Well, no, but somehow, I don't even really know what drop of a dime means, but they somehow brought it back to tattletale and how they actually are kind of similar.
Oh, okay. Well, but now that I actually hear about tattletale, I think I understand it more. Like, obviously, I already knew, but, like, yeah, it's when you're, like, just throwing someone under the bus, but there's no need for it. Like, they didn't harm anyone. They didn't harm themselves. But, like, you're just, like, trying to make them look bad in a public situation. That's what I feel like tattletale is.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty lighthearted, in my opinion.
So people are like, oh, yeah, I get you. Oh, my last one. Whore.
Why'd you say it like that?
So we're going back to like a bad one, I guess. But whore was first recorded before 1100. Whore appeared in the Bible. And I read this and I was like, no, it didn't. I guess it appeared in the Bible like 38 times according to a website I read.
Did they mean whore in the sense as like a female that has sex with like multiple people?
I think so,
people?
Yeah. I guess they, for some reason, whores were written about in the Bible.
That makes
times.
The Bible seem less legitimate than it did a second ago, which a second ago it didn't seem that legitimate to me. This isn't like, if you're a Christian, it's fine, but I'm just saying to me.
So whore is from the Germanic root word horaz. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Basically, horaz means someone who desires. And also it comes from the pirut ka. I don't know what that means. Something, but basically the origins of whore are a person who desires or to like, to desire. And this made me laugh. Cause I was like, bitch, why are women not allowed to desire sex or anything? Like, why was that looked at? It's even looked down on today in like some areas. Like, why is it always so looked down on if like women are desiring sex?
I legit don't get it.
It's like they're human beings.
Yeah, just like the quote Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, so basically it was a way to like put down women who desired sex by saying it's bad. And it also was used. Yeah, so it was used also for sex workers. Because you know people say like don't whore yourself out. Like it's used for sex workers, but also was used, yeah, just for girls, for women who enjoyed sex, women. It also is used for women who cheated on their husbands, so.
Wait, since you said that, I forgot about that meaning of whore, and, like, I want to kind of start saying that. Like, even just when I'm filming a YouTube video, like, okay, it's time to whore myself out.
Oh, yeah, like, I feel like I have said that with you, too.
I'm selling myself.
Yeah, like, when, like,
it's so important.
Even, like, when you do a brand deal, like, we mentioned Warby Parker, like, we whore them out.
Oh, yeah, like,
well, oh, wait, whore them out, or they whore us out?
No, like, well, I would view it as like war being whore out because we're doing something for money, and like that's what I view whore out as in like that sense.
Yeah, which honestly go off. Like if you want to whore yourself out, but like, and it's like consenting, like go off. Sex work is valid.
Basically, I wish we lived in a world where these didn't have all these negative meanings, but I guess they still do.
Well, the bright side is slowly, it might be at a snail's pace, but slowly we are going in that direction. But at any second, it could go the other way.
Okay, my next one is dork. This goes into...
Oh, I love how like we're going to my like horrible sexist words and then just like dork.
Yeah, dork. It's from a Norwegian word, dord, D-O-R-D, which means, this is the one that's just making me laugh because it reminds me of like a horror movie. Dim-witted, slovenly person. I don't even know what slovenly means.
I like it though.
But yeah, in the 1960s in the U.S., it might have come from the word dick because it's an alternate way to say it because dick became too offensive. Oh yeah, so okay, according to this blog that I read, this came from dork kind of came from the Midwest according to this blog.
Oh, we're good for one thing. It's come up with the word dork.
So it originated from the Midwest and I guess basically it came from the word dick and people didn't want to say the word dick because it's a little bit too offensive, so then they said dork.
Okay.
So,
Well, dork.
And this is also, I'm assuming you, everyone already knew this. Did you fart? No. Someone commented on our last podcast, like, go to the second, and I heard someone fart, and I watched it.
I think
like,
there was a squeak or something on the table.
I would never fart. But yeah.
Someone thought we farted in the ASMR podcast.
Yeah.
That was just offensive.
But yeah, I guess people, no, dork is, this is self-explanatory, but dork also is a, has so many, you can use it for, like, it has so many other words that are basically the same thing. Geek, weirdo, dweep, egghead, dickweed, which I didn't even know.
Egghead.
And then Gizmodo said, this one website, it was certainly used to mean a penis in the 1961 novel Valhalla, although it was spelled dork, D-O-R-Q, U-E. So, this is honestly fascinating to me. I didn't know dork originated from the word dick.
I didn't know that either.
Also, this one novel called Valhalla, I guess, was, like, so controversial because it was about a female wanting, like, have, I don't know about wanting, but having, well, no, it was, I don't even know. I sounded bad what I was saying, but it's just a novel at the end of the day. But it's about this female having sex with a bunch of men, I guess, and I guess it was, like, so controversial.
But she is wanting to?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't even know that much about that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, lastly, in 1964, it got used. So I guess this serial killer kind of popularized it. This one serial killer said in this interview,
go off.
I didn't have any clothes and I had short hair and looked like a dork. Girls wouldn't go out to me. Now, go out with me. Now, I was mind blown because this blog was saying, if we're going by how the serial killer used it, he's using it in the meaning that it means penis. Which, let me read it again. I thought it meant dork as in like...
Oh, I thought he was saying it that way, like as a nerd.
But this blog was saying he was one of the people that popularized it as a word meaning penis, in an alternate way of saying penis. Let me replay the quote and see if you get any text. I didn't have any clothes, and I had short hair and look like a dork.
I guess like if you called someone a penis face, like maybe it just meant like I looked like if you look like a private part that isn't good, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess the serial killer kind of made it a thing. He started a trend.
So he became a serial killer because no one wanted to date him?
I don't even know what the girl has to do, but yeah,
how people, that's always how people become serial killers and shooters. Is they like...
For real?
That's what it seems like.
Oh, like in movies or real life?
I think, like, real life low-key, right? Aren't they, like, aren't they just, like, so mad at the world?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure there's a lot more deeper reasons. But that's one good thing about the metaverse. Because, like, they can date in the metaverse. Maybe it'll solve everything. Don't be any serial killers.
I actually didn't think about that.
Yeah, because, like, maybe there'll be, like, a thing where, like, they can, like, they'll be so attracted. People will be attracted to them in the metaverse, so maybe they won't murder people.
But with, like, that whole, like, virtual reality thing, like, some people won't be able to afford to date people, I'm assuming. So then, I don't think it's going to cause... solve it, unfortunately. Aww. But it might.
I do like dork though.
Yeah, dork's a good one. This wasn't
dork has such like a visual image for me. Like I just picture a dork.
It honestly isn't a modern day word, if we're being completely honest.
It reminds me of the Real Housewives of Orange County, Kelly Dodd, calling that one woman's husband a dork.
Oh, that's funny. Like yeah. Dork just honestly, I never let it be used, but you just reminded me that it got used kind of recently. But yeah, Dokiwi just reminds me of like 2000s Nuds Declassified or some shit.
Yeah. Picture a little nerd in a button-up shirt. No. Dork.
A little mini one that I just thought of yesterday. Doofus.
Oh, it's kind of like dork.
Yeah. Someone who is stupid or acts like it. Probably related to the word goofus, which means the same thing, but goofus? Originated from the word goof.
Oh, such a goof. That means like a good thing, though, in my mind.
Yeah, and also this German word doof with an F, which is sometimes used as the same meaning. It's kind of unknown, but it's kind of funny that the word goof somehow turned into the word doofus. Like, somehow over time it did.
Freaking doofus.
Now I have one more.
What
it's
is it?
Wimp.
Oh, wimp. This is little weak boy.
No, this is in a way, when I think of wimp, you can only, okay, now you could say there's a bitch too. You can only use it for women, but wimp primarily is used calling men wimps.
Yeah, calling men weak, not muscular, scrawny, not athletic, not valuable.
Yeah,
you're a wimp. Just kidding. Wimps rule the world.
It might have came from the word wimple. Oh! That's what a lot of people think. So with this word specifically in doofus and dork, these origins of this word, these words are really unknown. Like, a lot of people say it from wimple.
Well, that makes total sense. Whimpering, whimpering is like, I guess, weak because you're just like whimpering around, like just being whiner. So that goes like, to wimp, you know?
Oh, like if I'm in a fight with someone and I'm whimpering, why are you whimpering, wimp? Because you should be beating their ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But yeah, that too. In the 1920s, that one fucking dictionary that they keep mentioning, the Oxford. Even though like they don't know shit. I'm joking. In the 1920s dictionary said, feeble or ineffective person. I kind of made that. Oh, one who is spineless or what? Which, like, what does that even mean?
Or wet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know it's obviously spineless, but wet.
What does spineless mean?
Like you have no backbone, like you can't stand up for yourself?
Oh, okay.
A little wimp.
Now, this knockoff wiki website, which I didn't even know was a thing, called like wiki something, said the devious but cowardly Popeye, that one show, kind of popularized Wimpy because one of the characters was called Wellington Wimpy. I honestly don't know that much about Popeye, but if you wanted to have a backstory, Popeye is like this strong guy who eats spinach, and I'm assuming this character, Wellington Wimpy, was the one that Popeye like beat the shit out of every episode. I'm assuming. Or like, oh, yeah. Not beat the shit out of, but said like, you're a fucking wimp, you have no dick. And the soft-spoken character, Wallace Wimple, from the radio show, from this one radio show, Fibble, McGee, and Molly. So Wally Wimple, I guess that kind of has to do with wimp. And then
wimp.
Yeah, so a wimp is someone that wimples. A random Reddit user said that, which we said in the beginning. But yeah, I would say that Diary of a Wimpy Kid popularized it for modern day people.
One of my very first auditions.
You auditioned for that for Roger? I'm
assuming, or
was
it the killed kid? It. I auditioned for the Wimpy Kid.
The Wimpy Kid?
I was like, how old was I? I was like 14. I think he was supposed to be like 10, so I was too old. But remember that audition? Like I'm not even kidding. I slammed it. Like I slam dunked it. Like they were hollering, laughing. Like it was this huge moment. So, and they literally gave the best feedback. They were like, "You're just too old," but like we loved it. Like they were like, but I think it was a thing where like they contacted me because Fred was big at the time, so they were like, oh, like, Fred's a wimp, so, like, he should be the wimpy kid. But then, like, it didn't make sense, because it's, like, I was, like, 15, and he was supposed to be a lot younger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when I was almost the movie star, Christy Carlson Romano. Oh, my God, the role was stolen from me.
We should do next week's episode, how he almost became Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, I'll always be a good memory for me. Like, I killed the audition. Just, like, they're my bitch. They were my asshole.
No, I have another alternate meaning for bitch. You were in your bag.
Oh, I was that bitch. I was that bitch in my bag.
I know.
I know.
I just picture you like in your bag that day.
I think I flew out to LA just for that audition. And even though I didn't get it, I was like, I know I'm that bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing is that like, I fully believe in life. This is me actually, if I'm going to do a motivational talk, I fully believe in life. You have to, like, you can't, like, I do, like before anyone else is going to think you're that bitch, you need to think you're that bitch. That's actually how it works, I think. I don't think you can think You need to actually believe in yourself before others believe in you.
You have to even have an inkling of you're the bitch. Because you know if, like, there's someone who, like, is really insecure and, like, they end up having this, like, story where everyone's cheering for them. It's because, like, there's a little part in their mind where they're that bitch. And audience can see that.
And they believe. I know, like, you know when people say, this is so funny because I've thought this so many times. You know when people say, I never saw this happening. For some reason, I always think in the back of their mind, there was an inkling that they saw it happening. At least 2%. Like, saw whatever was cool was happening. They saw it happening a little bit.
100%. But learning about all these cuss words really just opened my mind to society. Because, like, even, like, wimp, it made me think of, like, how nerds and shit, like, weak men who, like, maybe were more smart, but they weren't, like, athletic. They weren't physically big. Like, they probably, like, didn't have any, they weren't that powerful. But, like, now those are like, this is so stereotypical, but, like, they're the ones that create all these, like, giant companies nowadays. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, like, you could say Steve Jobs is a wimp because I don't think he had much muscle. But he was, like, literally a tuxedo.
Or even, like, let's go to whores. I'm just saying the words we just said. But, like, women who were really into sex were kind of just pushed down in society. But now, like, with OnlyFans, like, there's girls making, like, $4 million a month. Like, all these guys who maybe back in, like, 100 years ago would have been like, she's a whore or whatever. Like, now they're giving her money. So she's, like, building her generational wealth.
I know, literally. Setting herself the fuck up.
So that's why they were so scared of it back in the day.
Because they knew the power.
They knew it was going to create generational wealth.
There's something, another word that I wanted to Google, but I didn't, but a funny ass word. Doohickey?
Wait, what's that?
Isn't that from a song? Remember this one song? Like, it was like, okay, I'm just going to mumble and hopefully you know what I'm talking about. I got no keys in this doohickey. No, biddy, no.
Oh, that does ring a bell.
But yeah, doohickey, that's just a funny word. Literally.
Back to the women thing, though, with OnlyFans. Do you remember, like, when there was that news story, like, half a year ago, they were like, OnlyFans isn't going to pay people anymore. And I remember there was this thing where, like, all of these guys on Twitter, like, even, like, famous guys who are, like, big, they were tweeting stuff like, yeah, like, you guys tried it. Time to get a real job. You can't make money off your looks. And, like, they were, like, so happy that these people weren't going to get paid for, like, quote-unquote sex work for a lot of them. But, like, it's like, boo-boo, like, why are you so mad?
I know, and the thing about it is that I just don't believe, like, because I actually, like, saw articles about that or something, how men were like, oh my, these like, sluts finally can't be making money off their bodies.
Go get a job! It's like, bitch, their job is taking your money because you're so desperate for them.
Yeah, I just don't believe that they're mad for no reason. That isn't a thing. They're mad because...
It was bubbling under for a while.
Because they were the ones paying the $20.99, and they were mad that they wasted that. No, they didn't waste it, but I'm trying to say that. They mad that they lasted $500, and they're just mad that they can't be with them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I write a book about that, because I'm mad. But yeah, something else is that what I realized on this episode today is that we have power. And the power that we have is, as we realize today, meanings of these words change all the time. Like, yeah. Literally over the next decade, a word that you think means something can mean something else. So, like, you know the word, like fag? Like,
yeah.
Like, what I'm trying to say is that I have the power and you have the power. And this is like, it sounds like I'm trying to be like a president, but I actually mean it, like, to change any word. Like, you can change the meaning of a word to something positive if you want to.
I could kind of see, like, fag being in, like, 50 years being a word that, like, a lot of people, like, even straight people say. Like, I kind of see it being like sort of like bitch, where people say, like, I'm that fag or something. Like, I could see that being a reality, maybe, where, like, it's, like, in 50 years, like, it's so far removed from, like, people being called fags all the time. Like, maybe it'll be longer than 50 years. But, like, sometime in the future, like, they'll look back and be like, the etymology was that it was a bad word for gays, but, like, now it's a whole different meaning. I could see that being a thing.
Yeah, like, it's already kind of happening with, like everyone on Twitter, like, calls these scrawny guys twinks. And, like, they aren't even gay. Like, I don't know. I don't think twink has a negative meaning behind it. I don't know.
But, like, I could so see, like, in, like, 100 years, like, the president of the country is, like, he's, like, straight or whatever. Or, like, maybe he doesn't even have a sexual orientation, but, like, he's married to a girl. But, like, he'll, like, do, like, a business deal. I guess you wouldn't be doing a business deal if you're president. But, like, he'll pass a law or something and be like, I really was on my faggot shit today. Like, that type of thing. You know what I mean?
wait. He'll pass a law.
No, like, on my faggot shit. Like, saying, like, saying like I'm that bitch.
Wait,
saying like I was really on my faggot shit this year, being like as in like I won. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in a good way.
Okay.
I'm not saying like, oh, like I lost a game. I'm saying like you had an amazing year. Like you were so successful, and it's like I really like was in my fag life.
Yeah, basically. Okay. I don't even want to wait for that day. I want to start saying that right now. Like, I know. So,
I want to have a faggot year. So, like, win.
Yeah, it's so, like, if I'm, like, winning, I want to say, like, you guys, like, I'm on, like, my faggot shit.
No, like, the fag came out. Like, the fag really jumped out.
That's hilarious. I love that meaning. It's like,
I know.
Because I, just like you said, I'm kind of, like, you were kind of, like, alluding to it. Like, I'm kind of bored of the word bitch. Like, I want another word. Like, in fag, like, I want to say, like, I'm really in my fag shit this year.
I know, like,
because
the
because,
fag's fagging.
Because when I, this sounds weird, but when I think of the word fag, like I think of like someone that like fully expresses themselves. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
So when I say, when I'm fully realizing why I'm saying I'm on my fag shit, because like I'm just like fully doing, like I'm fully expressing, I mean like milking the shit out of every.
No apologies.
Yeah, like. Because that's what fag should mean. Like, you are just yourself unapologetically.
Yeah.
On that fag shit.
Yep. Well.
That should be a song. I'm on that fag shit.
Yeah, so, like, get on your fag life and
listen to Tragic House song. I love it.
Okay, he already is bringing the word back. They call me fag. Now I'm the one with the bag.
And then he says,
they call me
song.
Bitch. Now I'm famous and I'm rich.
My favorite lyric is, honestly, now they deliver my pizza.
What else does he say? Okay, they call me fag and I'm the one with the bag. They call me bitch. Now I'm famous and rich.
And then he says
they send their phones. What's it?
Oh, okay. Oh no, this just says. Okay, I need to say the whole thing so I get it memorized. So, okay, they call me fag. Now I'm the one with the bag. They call me bitch. Now look who famous and rich. They threw their stones. Now look who begging for loans.
Oh yeah, that's it.
They all begging for loans.
I know they want that bag money.
Okay, thanks for listening to this weird episode.
Yeah, hopefully we all just learned some shit about the origin of these words. Yeah. In 2022, they have a lot of different meanings, though. So, like, don't feel like if you're out there and you're being like, I'm that bitch, like, I feel like you're still allowed to say that. Like, this is podcast isn't like, you aren't allowed to say any of these words anymore.
Oh, yeah, what I'm trying to say, yeah, like, only in the episode, like, the word cunt, like, I'm fully for people, like, reusing it. I just meant, like, since I haven't said, I've said the word cunt. I'm not Jesus Christ. I've said it so many times, like, cunt. But like, what I'm trying to say is that it does make me a little bit uncomfortable saying it, a little bit uncomfortable saying it on the internet. But, you know, that's just over time that might change. That probably will change.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be corrected and have to, like, full apology.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening, and peace out.
Bye.